Morning, Talmidim. I get near Shabbos. I want to start off with an incident that happened last night. I'm not going to tie it into the parsha. An interesting episode that I experienced last night. I went shopping last night, Kovach Shabbos Kodesh. We were shopping in Sarah's tent. At times, when I go shopping, I bring along a friend of mine to come along shopping with me. And we shop together. This particular friend is a bit older than me. Walks with a cane. We're going to call him Reb Uri. Some people in our shul know him. We're going shopping together. So as we're shopping and we're going from one aisle to the next aisle, suddenly we hear screams in the store. Screams, loud screams. We got scared. And we're trying to find out where this shouting is coming from. Then we see from one section, the next to the wine section, the employees of the store are trying to chase out this lady that looked unhealthy, emotionally unhealthy. They were trying to chase her out of the store. And she was screaming, and she was putting up a fight, and she was... Meanwhile, my friend, he's in the middle of paying, he's in the middle of checking out, and this episode is getting closer to the register area, and the screams, I mean, my ears, the filters in my ears couldn't even understand the words that were being used over there. It was such loud shouts and such words that I have to go to the mikveh after hearing. Such screams. And they tried to convince, lady, please leave the store. Please leave the store. Please leave the store. We're calling the cops. And they call the cops, leave the store. Ah, she's screaming and she's like picking up her hand. She's going to fight and she's going to... And it looked like a fist fight was going to happen. My friend realizes what's going on there. He has his wagon. He's pushing his wagon. And he has his cane in his wagon. He's that they're trying to convince her to leave the store. And I think she's not leaving. He goes. He grabs his cane from the store. And walks over to her. Lady! Lady! Get out of the store! And she's like, you don't! Swing that at me. You walk out of that store and he starts moving towards with the cane. And she's, don't them! And she starts screaming back. And he walk while you can because soon you won't be able to walk anymore if you're not walking out of the store now. And for the first time, she starts moving back. She starts moving back. And he starts chasing her with her cane. And anyway, within 2-3 minutes, she was out of the store. And all the employees are like, you know, maybe not, maybe not, maybe not. Within 2-3 minutes, this lady was out of the store. Doors were locked. The police, by the time the police came, she was out of the store already, thanks to Reb Uri. Now, honestly speaking, it wasn't really safe what Reb Uri did. Because if she would have fought back, my friend that's a bit older than me, with his cane, I don't know if who would have won that fight. I did stand back up just in case needed to tackle her like that. But anyway, I was prepared for that. But you don't start up with someone that's a bit deranged. Not something. We don't start up with these type of people, especially when they're having an attack. It's not the right place, not the right thing. But you see something else also. That talking doesn't always help. Until he picked up that cane and said, lady, get out of the store. She wasn't moving out of the store. Once you saw that cane, oh, okay, now you're talking my language, okay. She starts backing out. This was an incident that happened last night. Again, I'm not tying it into anything. I'm not, just an interesting thing. Not always does words help. At times, you need that whack. You need that stick. You need that something. And again, I'm not encouraging anyone to go that route. I'm not encouraging anyone to the opposite. It wasn't safe what he did. But at the end of the day, he saved everybody else in the store. He got her out of the store. So when there's an emergency, you know, so Baruch Hashem, I'm here today to tell the tale, talk about the story. Just an interesting piece of news that happened last night. Then I want to go back to the Parsha. But not necessarily that I'm going to speak about the Parsha. I want to speak about this week we had this chus. We had the Leutzke Rebbe that came. He davened with us. And after davening, everybody lined up. And got a bracha from the Rebbe. It's quite often that an Adam Choshev will come to the yeshiva. Whether it's a Rebbe, whether it's a Rosh Yeshiva, whether it's a... An Adam Choshev will come give brachas to the Talmidim in the yeshiva. And I think it's very nice that we get to see Tzadikim, Rabbamim, Rosh Yeshivas, Talmidim Chachamim, Gireyim, and Shleimim. We get to see people from a much higher caliber. And we're exposed to Tzitkas, to Erlich Yidin. But where does it come from that their brachas is anything special? You want to tell me he's an elokah person? Fine, good. He's a talmid chacham, good. Tzaddik, good. But what's so special about his brachas? Why is it kedai to go get a bracha? So let me kick in this week's parsha. Let's look into this week's parsha. The Ramban and the Heiliger Chaim HaKadosh speak about something interesting. After Yosef Tzadik brought Menashe and Ephraim, it says in the Pasuk that Yaakov Avinu, V'yishlach Yisrael HaShiyimin, his right hand he puts on Ephraim, and the left hand on Menashe. V'yivorech es Yosef, and Yaakov benches Yosef. V'yoyimar, and he says, V'alekim ashas halchu avishai lefona avon Yaakov, v'yosef v'yodim zeh, ha'malach ha'goyel oisim kol, he gives a bracha for his kids. So the Heiliger Chaim HaKadosh asked the question. One second, the Pasuk tells us, Vayivarech es Yosef. He benched Yosef. What's the bracha that he gave to Yosef HaTzadik? It doesn't say any personal bracha that Yosef HaTzadik got. It says, Yivarech es Anarim, he was benching the kids. But it doesn't say any bracha, the Vayivarech es Yosef. So the Heiliger Chaim HaKadosh, what's the bracha? So the Chaim HaKadosh brings the Ramban. That the Ramban answers, the bracha was a bracha to his kids, a bracha to the father. If you give a bracha to my kids, and the bracha becomes mekuyim, that's a bracha to me. I want my kids to do well. I want my kids to be matzliach. I want my kids to prosper. I want them to grow to be tamid chacham yirei mishleimim. So you give a bracha to my kids, I'm so happy. It's a bracha to me as well. And so I took the Heiliger Ramban. The Chaim HaKadosh says, I don't feel comfortable with that answer. The Chaim HaKadosh says, "Vayivarech es Yosef loyra inu bracha leYosef kan." We don't find that Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef a bracha. The Ramban perish ki brichas habanim he brichas Yosef. The Ramban says that the bracha for the banim for the kids is a bracha for Yosef itself. Ve'ein hadas noicha bezezak the Heiliger Chaim HaKadosh. I don't feel satisfied with that answer. Kilam alois barach Yosef atzmai bedvarim hanoiglim elo bepratis. Bench Yosef also had needs, personal needs. So give him a bracha on his personal needs, not necessarily only about his kids. So by Vayivarech Yosef means that Yosef got a certain bracha, which we're not, it's not explained yet what that bracha was. So the Heiliger Chaim HaKadosh, v'hanochim be'enai, ki betevis Vayivarech, with the words Vayivarech, Rosh HaMakosov, the pasuk comes to tell us, ki beilech li Yosef, she'er tamid mevayrech, that Yosef should always be gebenched, and listen to what the Chaim HaKadosh says later. He brings down the Heiliger Medrash, that the Medrash Rabbah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Mafteches of Brachas, the key, the Mafteach, the key of giving Brachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special key that opens up the door of Shar HaBrachas, of giving Brachas, that Brachas should be able to be Mekuyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over that key to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu took that key, that ability of being able to give Brachas to people, and gave it over to Yitzchak. Yitzchak took that key to be able to give over brachas and gave it over to Yaakov. And then Yaakov took that key of being able to give brachas and gave that over to Yosef HaTzadik. So zok the Heiliger Chaim HaKadosh, that's the pshat. Vayivorech es Yosef, the Yaakov Misorah LeYosef, Vayivorech Peresh Moser B'yodoy Mafteach HaBrachas, that the Yaakov Avinu gave over to Yosef the ability to be able to give brachas. So that's pshat in the pasuk. Vayivorech es Yosef, that he gave him over the key to be able to give brachas mechi. So you see an unbelievable part. There's a concept called giving brachas. Vayivorech es Yosef, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave now, that gave the key to Avraham, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, and that key was given down to Yosef. Who took it past Yosef? Probably the tzaddikim that won that caliph. In every generation, there are tzaddikim that have that mafteach of giving brachas. So every bachur, every person should have his merit derech, his rosh yeshiva, his rav, his rabbi, his whoever he feels close with, and see him as the person that holds the mafteach of the brachas. You see, there is such a concept that someone can give you a bracha, and the bracha could be mekoyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over that key to the tzaddikim. So there is such a concept. And we have to see that our tzaddik, a tzaddik, has that key. The Gemara tells us, you don't necessarily have to get a bracha from a tzaddik that holds that key to the mafteich of brachas. Any person that gives you a bracha, say amen. So even if he's a hedget, even if he's a regular person, even if he's not the greatest tzaddik, even if it's your friend, they give you a bracha, don't take it lightly. So you see, the concept of getting a bracha is not something new. You get a bracha, you say amen, you hope that it's going to be mekuyim, and it could be mekuyim. So we see a beautiful makar of the idea of coming, having rabbanim, rishonim, tzaddikim, coming here and getting brachas from them. Now there's one more point. At times, we shake the Rav's, the tzaddik's hand, and at times we don't shake the tzaddik's hand. Why sometimes yes and sometimes not? How does that work?
It's good. Good gefreit.
So Rebbe Pavarsky, Shiva Panovich, said that the Brisker Rav never shook anyone's hand. He didn't shake people's hands. Because he held that a tzaddik, by looking at a person, the look is strong enough that the bracha could be chal. You don't have to give hands in order for the bracha to go from one person to the next person. If the tzaddik looks at you, then the tzaddik, the look is strong enough for the bracha to be mekoyim. Yet we also see that the hand, many brachas kahanim. Brachas kahanim, I think we spoke about it last year as well. Brachas kahanim, the bracha, they put the hands on top, and the kiviyachol, Kadosh Baruch Hu rests the shechila, comes through over the hands of the kahanim. You see, when a father benches a child, they put the hands on the child. Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The hand has a certain bracha. The bracha is chal. You see Yaakov Avinu, when he took Menashe and Ephraim, there was a whole big deal about the hands. Put the hand this way, then it mixed around. You see that the hands was something that the bracha needed to be chal.
So Rebbe Pavarsky said
that the Brisker Rav Taka felt that the look of a tzaddik is strong enough to give the bracha. Yet by Yaakov it said that Yaakov's eyes was already weak. He couldn't see so well. So if he couldn't see so well, that's why they needed the hands to be put on. But so on that the eyes are still strong, and when we're talking about strong in the Inyan Kedusha, someone that has heilige, heilige eyes, through just the eyes of the person looking into you, the bracha can go through.
You connect to the person. Doesn't have to have an actual hand.
Everything that Klal Yisrael does has makaris. Has makaris. And I was happy to see that in this week's parasha, both of them, the concept of getting a bracha from a tzaddik and the concept of yes hands and not hands, both of them is true. Some have the minhag this way, some have the minhag that way. Whatever the minhag is, the main thing is that we should be benched. We should get the brachas.
The end of it, what we started off. Be careful to stay around healthy people.
Don't try to fight someone that's not healthy. Again, I'm not tying the story into the parasha. But the story is a very powerful piece. Sometimes you need that stick. But it's really in the case of an emergency.
When someone is not healthy, someone is having an attack, someone is having an episode,
remove yourself from it and call help. Hopefully we'll never experience it. I experienced it last night. But hopefully we'll never experience it. And try to get brachas even from your friends, and try to give brachas even from your friends. You don't walk around asking for a bracha. But understand the concept of a bracha is meaningful. It's something that comes down really from, in the Torah it's brought down, the Rishonim discuss it. May all the brachas be mekoyim, we shall have a successful day. Class begins 9:10.